glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Making talk radio great again. Thank you so much. It's the Belmont Buzz, folks.
Buzz, tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? 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 Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Live exclusive interview here with Julie Larris. She is the treasurer of Belmont County Hoof and Paw, also one of the co-founders of this organization. Great organization, helping all these animals, big animals, little animals, all sorts of animals here. And the reason that Julie is here today is because of something that started yesterday, but there's a backstory to this. So, Julie Larris, first, tell me about Tuesday, because something started Tuesday on Facebook as you're trying to raise money. But the story behind the raising money is what's really, really, really important. Although I want you to donate to her too. Go ahead.
Okay. Giving Tuesday is sort of like the Black Friday for the nonprofits. Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Black Friday, where nonprofits can actually advertise to get funds. And it's basically the day everybody tries to donate to a nonprofit as part of the Christmas spirit.
Well, that was yesterday, so you snooze, you lose. Sorry, should have been on yesterday.
Well, it run on Facebook, it runs for 15 days. You can still donate up to 15 days after the Giving Tuesday starts.
Great.
Yes.
So what are you trying to raise for Belmont County Hoof and Paw?
We are basically trying to cover just all of our vet bills, spaying, neutering dogs, food. We go through an average of anywhere from $1,100 to $1,600 a month in food.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. A 40-pound bag of dog food lasts us probably one day.
It's difficult for me to wrap my mind around this. I'm not an animal person, mm-hmm. other than, of course, eating them. How much money do you want to raise in the next 15 days? What's your goal? Is there a certain goal?
Well, we initially start our goal out at $1,000, and then we go up. If it passes that, then we raise it up from there. We're just trying to get as much money as we can to basically cover our cost and with a lot of things.
Have you raised so far?
I think it's like $800-some.
In one day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, we got a studio audience. Hold on. All right, that's enough. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we've gotten some donations. We also get donations in that people just actually take the check directly to Huntington Bank, and they're very nice. They give it as a picture of it so that we can, if anybody needs a tax receipt, we can write them a tax receipt for that.
Oh, that's
yes.
great. Good. Yeah. Do people drop off bags of dog food?
Yes, and a lot of people order from Chewy and send it to our address. So
Chewy?
Chewy.com. They are a big organization that you can order your dog food, leashes, beds, everything from.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now the backstory.
Yes.
So a few months ago, out of the blue, I started getting messages from people who I call now the Psycho Sanderson sisters, making all sorts of accusations regarding you and Belmont County Hoof and Paw. And we've had you on before.
Yes.
And I've offered them equal time lots and lots and lots of times. They've turned it down. And it's like, okay, fine. And they made very serious accusations. Give us the background here and a thumbnail version of this.
Thumbnail versions. I went on their radar, and I'm not quite sure exactly why, but apparently they thought that I was not doing my job adequately. They tried to basically say I was embezzling money. One girl even said I bought my truck with money from the group. First of all, we never make that much money for me to be able to buy a truck with, number one. Number two is it just got worse and worse and worse and worse. They have their own personal, vendetta, but I'm not the only one. Like, this isn't something new for me. They've done it to the dog warden. They did it to B. Carl. They've done it to this is ongoing. And there's even an attorney from outside of our area who sent a message to the state saying, because Belmont County has had so much difficulty in their animal kingdom, basically, you need to look into this, because Belmont County is notorious for it, and it seems to be the same people that, or at least one of the same people starting the stuff. So it's like,
and who is that?
Cindy Yenes.
And what's her story?
My understanding is she used to work over here. Now she works for Harrison County as a dog warden. She was a humane agent, and my understanding is she's no longer a humane agent, according to Harrison County Humane Society. So, yeah. So I don't know her whole story. I don't want to.
When did all this start in Belmont? Hold on a second, because I like playing this Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, that's enough. So when did all this start in Belmont County? All this psychodrama regarding animals. It's the strangest damn thing as a talk host.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every other county is fine. They've all figured out how to deal with their animals and this, that, and the other to different degrees. No problems. Every other county. Belmont County is like off the friggin' chart, and it's always psychodrama, and it's always people making horrible accusations about other people, about this, that, and the other, and this, and all that. When did this start?
For me, it started between May and July, or maybe January and July, but I didn't know anything about it until the end of August.
But when the big picture, when did it start in Belmont County?
Clear back in 2014, 2013.
What happened in Belmont County 2013, 2014 that ignited this psychodrama of these crazy people with animal welfare?
My understanding is B. Carl at the time had the Belmont County Animal Rescue League had the shelter at that time. Someone turned them into OSPCA and the state for running it poorly. The Belmont County commissioners got involved. Eventually, B. Carl was taken out of the shelter. The shelter was then turned over to Lisa Williams. It might have been Joe and Lisa Williams at the time. I don't know the full history because I had just gotten back here, I think it was at that time. So this has been going on from that point in time. So everything that has happened, every time something changes hands or there's something they don't like, instead of doing the right channels, they just go to Facebook. Like, everything goes out on Facebook.
You say they, so it's Cindy, and you're saying who else?
Well, I'm not sure who all was involved in 2014, because like I said, it had nothing to do with me.
Okay.
This time with me, it was Cindy Yenes, Ashley Bartow, Lisa Higginbottom, and Kaylee Bennington.
My goodness. Why do they have it in for you? What did you ever do to them is my question. Because the animosity, the venom that I get from them when I... Now they've stopped after I started calling them the Psycho Sanderson sisters. But the venom with their messages to me and all that, it was like off the chart. It was like crazy land stuff.
Well, there were a couple cases that I didn't handle the way they wanted me to handle them. Okay.
So what?
Well, apparently that's enough for them to decide that I'm not good enough to be a humane officer.
Well, they didn't stop there, though, did they?
Oh, no, they didn't. They went after my family. They've gone after, this is the one that gets me, and we're still getting down. We're still doing the investigation on this, and we have not talked to the prison authorities yet, but we are going to be. We were asked to leave the prison training program.
Who is we?
Belmont County Hoof and Paw was asked to leave the prison training program for no apparent reason. I've never been given a reason by the prison authorities. But then a rumor goes out on Facebook that I supposedly sent fentanyl patches into the prison. And they were written by, and the prescription was written by my daughter, who does not have the ability to write prescriptions. So right there, that's the first lie. And
the first lie is that you brought in.
Don't you think I'd be in cuffs?
That's the first lie, yeah.
Like, I would really be in cuffs if I really did that.
Absolutely.
First of all, I don't use any kind of drugs.
So what do you think happened?
What do I think happened?
Yeah.
I think that they got to the person who is in the prison that runs our program, and they basically, and I have I have suspicions that she's related to them somehow because they're her daughter's name and one of their names are the same, and it goes on from there.
My God.
So yeah, it is, and we're getting up to the bottom of that.
How many posts did the Psycho Sanderson sisters post on Facebook attacking you and Belmont County Hoof and Paw?
So far, from what everybody, because I'm blocked, or I've blocked them. One of the things. But even though I'm blocked or they blocked me, it doesn't matter which.
Okay.
People still see the posts and they send them to me. And so far, I have 291 individual posts in 60 days.
What?
291 posts in 60 days.
That really is psycho.
That is psycho.
A lot of these posts attack you personally.
Not only me personally, they attack my son personally. They attack my daughter personally.
What is their connection with Belmont County Hoof and Paw?
My daughter is the director. She's, you know, people think, well, that's your daughter. You don't understand my relationship with my daughter. My daughter is like the Gestapo piece. The Gestapo police. Like, she wants it. This is down, you know, she's very, very strict on everything. So even in her own life, she doesn't hold me to the standards that she holds herself. She's very, I raised her to be very independent, very vocal. And when it comes to telling me something, she's going to tell me straightforward. She's not going to sugarcoat nothing.
Yeah. Plus, she's kind of cute, too. I got to tell you.
Oh, she's very cute.
She really is.
I have to say she is
very
gorgeous.
Cute.
She's
yes.
gorgeous.
Yes. I said
cute. And she's intelligent. She's a very intelligent young lady.
So why did they go after her and your son?
To make me look bad. My son is an addict. He admits he's an addict. He is doing time. At the time that this was all going on, he was 247 days clean. And the pressure of what I'm going through, the pressure of what him being under microscope constantly, apparently, he relapsed.
Oh.
And he's back in, and he'll be going into a relapse prevention program.
Oh, my goodness. But
at that time, he was doing treatment in lieu of conviction. Now he just went ahead and just accepted it and said, convict me. But he is going into a relapse prevention program so that this doesn't happen again.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable.
So I hold personal. That's where... For me, it holds personal. Now it's no holds barred. Legally, I will be going after them from a personal standpoint.
What does that mean in English?
In English, I am looking at not only civil charges, I am looking at criminal charges.
Criminal charges?
Yes.
Criminal how?
Harassment.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get the Belmont County prosecutor, Kevin Flanagan, very good guy. I like him. I like him very much. He's always been very square with me. Do you bring charges, or how do you do this?
Well, I'm working with my attorney right now to decide what charges that I am going to ask the prosecutor's office to go for. But I am going to be asking the prosecutor's office to go for charges on them because my attorney's going to do it. I'm going everything through my attorney to do this.
Who's the attorney?
We are actually talking to two attorneys. One is in Akron and one is in Steubenville.
Really?
Yes.
Are they very good at lawsuits?
Yes. Yes.
How do you know that? Because there's some attorneys who are really good at some stuff, like deeds and this, that, and the other, but terrible at lawsuits.
One specializes in online Facebook lawsuits.
We got to get him on.
Yes.
We got to get him on. Get him on. More with Julie Larish. Breaking news in Belmont County. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's more that she is going to be sharing with us. So stay tuned for that. Download the River Network app. Click River Talk. Get all the information right here. It's the Belmont Buzz. And there is more on the way.